Hi, this is Red Band, and you're listening to Ari Shafir's Skeptic Tank. If you want to download this podcast and all the Death Squad podcasts, go to iTunes and type in Death Squad and subscribe. Or you can go to deathsquad.tv, which has the video components of each podcast. It also has all the links and all the information about all the people that are on all the shows. And you could also donate. There's a button on the top and on the bottom. And any donations will go right towards the podcast that we do here. And any cost and studio equipment and bandwidth, 100% of all those donations will go to the show. And I want to thank everyone that's already donated. You guys are helping us out a lot. So anyways, thank you for listening, guys. And here's Ari Shafir's Skeptic Tank.
Good? Okay. No. I could hear it though.
This is not the way Carson started off.
No, I don't think that, right? I don't think it is. I think he started off more professionally.
They weren't live. And he's like,
should I just go out then? What do I do? Should I take my putter? I'm holding my putter right now. Should I take it with me? I'll just mime it out.
I can't hear you right now.
You cannot hear me? I can hear me.
I can hear you.
It's so loud, right? Now you can? Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. Steve Renazzisi and Tracy Renazzisi are here, along with producer Red Band.
Hi.
Here's what I want to do for my podcast. You tell me what you guys think of this anyway. I am trying to cover like topics and just trying to come into like a better understanding of sort of the world around me.
Got it. So you're going to take a specific topic for the each podcast?
Yeah. And just, then... we don't have to stick to those things, but like just as a sort of try.
Got it.
So this one's going to be about love and relationships.
Okay.
I call Marin first because he has the opposite of you guys.
Yeah.
He is, I guess, single and like old and
it's
angry.
Funny when he brings me on stage.
Yeah.
Because, and it's happened a lot, or vice versa, where you get his point of view and then I go on. And not that I talk about how wonderful, but it's just like... The way it's ended up for each one of us has been very different.
He would do everything like women are fucking crazy and they'll steal from you and this and
they don't always steal from you.
Yeah, you're like sometimes your wife gets mad at you for the socks.
Yeah,
but it's all cool.
You want to raise.
So how long have you guys been together?
100 years. No, officially.
Married
almost four.
Almost four.
And how long dated?
Almost five.
Almost five. Together 12.
11 or 12, yeah.
11 or 12 years.
I think 99, right? Or 2000.
No, way before that. Before I was 21, and I'm going to be 30. I'm 33.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are my version, and maybe probably a lot of comics versions of like a possibility of like a relationship in comedy. Like before this, surprisingly, it was Dice.
Yeah.
And then he got divorced.
Yeah. I guess so. Well, yeah. But like, he's also been married three. I think this is.
Yeah, but when I knew him, he was always like, you would think he cheated all the time. But he was always like, no,
he doesn't.
I don't. I just get a massage once in a while. I make girls massage my back.
He's a relationship guy, though. He likes a relationship. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good. I mean, the relationships are long when he is in them.
I'm trying to think of who else. I know Madrigal's been with his wife for a while.
Yeah, but I didn't sort of start with him. Yeah, Madrigal moved into the scene later.
Yeah.
There's other people that are married.
Yeah, when we came out here, we were together like 3.5 years.
No.
Yes.
That's not true.
We moved down here in 2001.
Yeah, but so, 2001, okay.
Yeah, 3 years. Four years. I don't know. All right. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Since junior year
in college. And we came
didn't lose your
24.
Virginity to him, did you?
No.
Okay. No. Does anyone do that anymore? That seems like it'd be horrible.
I don't know anyone that's with the person that they lost everything. Actually,
Oshak.
I'm sorry, I do.
Oshak's with his wife. He's only been
with his wife. That's true. He's only been with his wife. And my buddy, Nick Bonagura. Only been with his wife. Yeah. They've been together since they were sophomores in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
And they have the best relationship of anybody I know.
And they've only fucked each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
That went.
Yes. No, I'm 100% positive.
Did they ever want it? Does he ever want it?
He's not one of those guys. He's not built that way.
He just doesn't want it.
He got a scholarship to Penn State to play baseball.
Yeah.
And he's not like a ghetto out of town guy. He wanted to stay home. He missed his girlfriend. So he would strike out on purpose, so that they wouldn't.
So he'd get home early.
Well, because during breaks, like spring break and stuff, instead of like going home, they would go on road trips to like California playing tournaments. So he would strike out so that he didn't get asked to be on the travel team so he could go home.
Really?
He had a 60% scholarship for 5 years, and then after year three, they were just like, you don't want to be, but they had to give him the scholarship, so he just didn't play baseball the last 2 years.
Oh, that's great. That's a great scam.
Yeah, and he's never looked back. He's married to her. They have a kid, and they're happy.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, well, I mean, it's work for them.
What do you
but
mean?
They don't. They're not built the way that we're built at all.
Just not at all. I'm starting to think that more and more about people when everybody's like, people don't like, even it's like internet sites I go to. Like people don't go to this type of site. It's like, no, some people do.
Yeah,
everyone's
that's why
built differently.
Yeah.
If Chuck Taylors are a small part of the market, but they're people buy them.
People buy them. Yeah. Brody Stevens calling me.
Brody. Yes.
He knows you're busy.
I'm built like that.
Attention. Yeah. You're built like what?
I'm built like that. Like could be with the same person.
Forever and ever.
Could be.
Will be, hopefully.
I'm right here.
Best is when.
So yeah, far.
Could be.
When you guys were like having a little bit of troubles or whatever, and you went out and tried to get laid, but couldn't do it.
No. Yeah. I'm the marrying kind. Apparently,
she blew someone at the saddle ranch,
me.
I think.
No, she did not.
That's completely not true.
You did not.
Absolutely not. I tried. Nobody
you put the
wanted
vibe out.
To. Yeah.
No, you did something at Barney's Beanery.
I made out here and there, but by the end, you know, it was, oh, you're the marrying kind. We'll keep you for marriage. So.
You were the girl that people were like, hey, what happened? Why didn't you bring that girl home? She's like, I don't know, dude. She's hung up over somebody.
Me? Yeah. No.
It'd be something like that.
No. No?
I wasn't really hung trying up to go for it?
Yeah.
No way.
I figured, why not? Right?
How did everyone know then that you were like taken?
You
put out a vibe.
It's the vibe. It's who you are. You're either that girl that goes home with those guys and does that, or you can try to pretend to be that girl, but guys know. And they're like, no, you're too nice. You're nice. We don't want to fuck with you.
Carboni was saying that sometimes he had this girl that he was like on and off dating, and he kept telling her like, I'm not going to commit to you. Like, we're bad. And she sort of accepted that, but then in her heart, he could just sort of see, like, oh no, she thinks she's going to turn me.
Right.
Oh, really?
It's just unfair at this point.
Yeah, that's not good.
And she had that inside of her.
Yeah. But I wasn't, like, trying to turn anybody or anything like that. On my break, I was really like, yeah, let's do this. And no. It was, we actually, you're cool. We actually like you.
All right. Do you remember we were on our break when you and I went to go see her play?
Uh-huh.
You did Sexual Perversity in Chicago?
Yes, I did.
And she had to have sex with that dude?
Play sex.
Play sex.
It was a scene.
Yes.
I was absolutely convinced that they were truly fucking.
Yeah.
That he inserted himself inside of her.
Is that a testament to my acting?
And then Ari turned... of course, he's the worst person to go to this with. He knows how horribly, like just pained I am. And he goes... And, like, in the middle, he's like... Do you think they're really fucking, right? You know that this means more to her right now than you ever had. Like, just the most horrific, vile.
Than you ever have?
Yeah.
That's such a horrible
thing. He's at least 2.5 inches bigger than you. You know that, right? And she sees that. Because have you ever seen that face before? She's never made it. Like, just the worst. And it was a small theater. There's like 60 people in the theater, and I was like the only one crying.
Like, no, it's a comedy. You're like,
no. It's doing something different to me. Everyone can feel their own thing. Everyone can do their
own. Everyone takes from this art whatever they want. I'm taking pain and suffering.
Yeah.
You wore my socks for that play.
I did.
My old tube socks.
Yes, so they had your initials sewn into them.
My mom. So, yeah. She ironed on Ari Shaffir, so no one else would take my socks.
Are those Juke Camp socks?
Those are Juke Camp socks.
Yeah.
Thick and striped. Thick. I wore them
old
yesterday.
Old school,
I wore 70s yesterday.
Style, like to the knees.
They've completely given up the hold.
Yeah,
you just have to accept the fact
goes.
They're going to be around your ankles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's no elasticity for them anymore?
They're so good, though.
They're back. The 70s are back. You can get them again.
God, I wanted those stripes for so long, those striped socks, and then I went home to visit my parents, and my mom was like, get your socks out of the laundry room. And I was like, the ones from 25 years ago? Yeah, all right, I'll take them out finally. It's time.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was tough. That play was fun.
Yeah, that was a rough period. I
think that's normal. I think you're going to have your ups and downs. If you're talking about how it works and why you stay together too long.
Yeah.
Or too long.
Too long.
Too soon.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, I think you, it's work, but I don't know, for us, I think it's just meant to be. I know it sounds cheesy, but it just is. For some reason, because no matter how many breaks we took, or how many other people we tried out, or whatever we did.
Yeah. I don't believe in meant to be, but I believe in like, no, this feels like the right way to do things. You know what I mean? I just don't believe in fate. But at some point, you're like, it's like a certain food you like, it's not meant to be that you like steak, but you're like, no, I just like it, I'm just going to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe in fate.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that makes you an
idiot.
No. That's fine. Like a part of me thinks that everyone who believes in fate is sort of an idiot.
Why?
I don't know. I just sort of look down on them. It's not really a thought out belief. It's just like, oh, really? Fate?
Okay.
Really?
You don't believe that there's a path you're supposed to take?
No.
No?
I believe later you look back and you're like, oh, that was a path. Mm-hmm. But that's just what you ended up making.
There's no bigger force than you, perhaps?
Trying to force you into the right way?
Yeah.
Here's the problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just fully force you into the right way? Why do they make it up to like possibly you could just somebody come down with a voice and be like, no, you got to stay with him.
Hmm. Perhaps. I don't know. I think there is something greater than.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that anyways.
I understand that belief. Maybe I'll have you back when I talk about fate.
Right. believe me, so I'm not a hugely religious person by any means, but I do believe there is something greater.
Do you look for signs?
You're a little crazy with that. Sometimes.
Used to. Yes. When I was younger, for sure. The
I
older
in
I get.
You told me stories about birds. There was a bird that you thought was your grandfather. And then you told me a story about... No, you've told me.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
You found a mask card. Remember that one?
Well, I did. Well, that's creepy.
You found a what?
How about this?
It's a little weird, but...
What? No, it was. I was a senior in high school and I had like my first lead in the musical, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm super excited. My grandfather died when I was in seventh grade. I'm a senior now in high school.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And, a lot of grandfather dying?
Uh-huh. Or,
did you get anything?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Opening night. Senior year. So how many years is that different? Seventh grade when he died, senior year. Opening night, I was going on stage and his mass card was on like a block of wood in the back.
His mass card?
His when you're Catholic and you die, you get a mass card when you go to the funeral
it's
and
like
it says
baseball
like about,
cards.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For the dead?
Yeah.
The dead family members?
Wow.
That's really cool.
People take them when they leave.
Took a
so
picture.
So he died
of
when
him.
I was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Senior year. So, you know, a couple years later. And his mass card.
But was it a play about him?
No, it was a musical. But it was like my first lead in a musical in high school. It was like for
Did
me,
he,
it was a big
is
deal.
Is he the one that coached
Stuart
Axel?
Yeah,
he
was very big into you know, you'll be a star, you'll be a superstar, my superstar.
Hear me, okay. It's like how weird would it be if you found a Cal Ripken 1987 baseball card backstage before a show?
Yeah,
it would be weird. You'd be like, oh, this is weird. They made way more Cal Ripken baseball cards than Tracy's dead grandfather.
Yeah.
Mass cards. So
little
it's just
weird
a,
things like that. I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I just think those are weird things.
For sure, but it's got to be...
Did you cry when you saw it?
No, it wasn't anything like that, but it was sort of super like, well, there's got to be a reason, right?
But, yeah, I just don't think there has to be a reason. I think there's just... Like, if you see somebody in another country, let's say you're in Bangladesh, and you run into somebody that you know, like me, you know, like, what are the odds that Ari would be here right now? And it's like, yeah, slim, but...
Totally.
The same
here's
Jen
the thing.
Kirkman,
this is how I rationalize it. I think there's got to be a reason, because if there's not for some of the bigger things like kids dying or kids getting sick and stuff, like that's, I my mind, there has to be some sort of bigger reason. Otherwise, like, what's the fucking point? What's the point?
Yeah, there's no point.
Really? Just no point?
I had this meeting with this girl at CBS once, and I only bragged, was my only meeting ever. And,
you went to her office at CBS?
Yes.
Okay.
And she was telling me about some child that, you know, somehow been in her life that died of SIDS.
Yeah.
And she goes, other parents would be like, well, did you have the kid on his stomach?
Right.
I guess that's where you're supposed to have it.
Back.
It's all
no,
back.
But
okay,
it
back.
Changes every 5 years.
Okay, so did you have it on the stomach? And they're like, no, we didn't. But they're like, oh, because other parents think there has to be a reason why your kid died and mine didn't.
Oh, no,
when the reality
I get
is,
that.
It's sudden infant death syndrome. Like, it just strikes.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do anything wrong. You want to make yourself seem like, I led my life the right way. That's why this didn't happen to me. But it's just coincidence. Just horrible, horrible coincidence.
I think I'm like 50-50 with you on it. I get it. I get it. And I'm not going to do every decision in my life it's going to be. But there are times I'm like, I take like karma.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to, you know, do that because it's wrong. And I feel like if it's going to come around to bite me in the ass, or it not me, it's going to come around to bite my kid in the ass. So I try to lead
here's
a decent
life. Yes, here's all. There's, I mean, you have a specific moral compass.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Whereas if you don't believe in anything at the end, that's fine. But you just go, I'm also not supposed to stab that person. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas there's a lot of people that aren't, as I guess we'll say, as evolved as you, who if they don't have the moral compass or something of fate or belief in something, then they're going
to
be bad.
So they need something to hold them into like a regular society.
Yes. I think we've kind of slipped into
religious show.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I have a couple of questions, Glenn. Do you ever feel like there are times, even for like an hour or two, where you're just like, I don't want to be this person at all?
Be with this person at all?
Oh, God.
You do feel
like
that. Like a lack 100%. Of love just for like a moment and then it like...
More than moments sometimes, for sure.
Days.
Oh, yeah.
And what do? You just realize like, oh, I'll eventually be in love again.
Yeah.
Like
I
tomorrow
think,
or
I think,
later today.
Here's the thing. I think when you know that's going to happen and you're like, oh, this is normal.
Yeah.
Then that's what makes it kind of okay. I had a client once who said she's been married for like 50 years and she was like, you know what? I haven't always liked the person he's become because you change kind of.
Yeah, how do you
going to
know what they're going to become?
And she goes, there were years where I hated who he was, but I kind of knew it was going to come back again, and it was going to be, and then I loved who he was again, and he was great. And she's like, and he was different every time, but it's a commitment that you're going into it, you're going to make it, and nothing's easy. If a job, it's going to change 100 times, and you stick with it.
Yeah, but then you quit the job.
Do you? Every time you just don't like it, you quit? That's not a lesson I want to teach.
Depends how much you don't like it. Like if your boss came in every day and punched you in the face once every morning, you'd be like,
"Absolutely, yeah. Okay, yeah." Well, there you go. So if my husband, came home and punched me in the face every day, yeah, that's a commitment I want to get out of.
But if I do it once every 2 years, she stays.
You'd be into it a little bit. You'd be
then
like,
"It's all right."
Oh, yeah.
It's called discipline. Then.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest problems with me to long term relationships is that you're like, we're gonna change. We're just gambling that we're going to change in the same direction.
No, you don't have to change in the same direction.
You have to.
You just have to be aware that you're gonna.
The basis of the person, though, has to. The roots of the person has to be a person that you're, you know, that you're cool with. If they start to go out, like, you know, I smoke more pot now than
you did before.
Ever met me, and it was like now it's just something that's part of like what I do. And I don't know, like, I mean, we've talked about it a little bit, but you've never been like, I don't really like this, but you're like, I'm sure you prefer, like, I probably didn't, but it doesn't really, it's like,
no, I think, you know what, I think you have to, have to kind of be aware of what,
let's say you were huge, like, your parents were potheads, and they never loved you because of that, and so you're, like, really against pot, let's just say.
Right.
And then he started doing it. You'd be like, that's a major thing for me.
Well, I kind of hope if I he knew, he would know that about me, right? That
right.
he would
and then
know
he wouldn't do
over
it.
The course of the years that was a really major deal. And so maybe I won't do it ever in front of her. Or I'll go somewhere else and do it. That's the thing. I'm like, I think especially with girls, it's like all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, well, all of a sudden he started to do this. Guaranteed from day one, he was doing something like that. Maybe you just ignored it. You said it wasn't a big deal. He'll change. It's not. He is what he is. You know, over those course of the years we've been together, you kind of, he's not going to change that. I chose this life. I know what it is. Yeah, are there things we're going to argue about? Sure. But I'm also not, like, with the blindfolds on. Like, he is the way he is. He's never going to bring me flowers and be romantic and be that guy from the movies. No, sometimes. But he's never going to, he's going to make jokes about me.
That's stupid.
You know,
maybe five times in our lives.
That's how I am. I think total ever I've brought girls flowers like 5-6 times.
You know, like, I can't turn around all of a sudden and be like, oh, God, I wish he was like.
Oh, what was that?
That what? That, wait, was that you?
What?
You've only bought flowers how many times?
Oh, was you? I was looking at Steve. I heard a sound, but I didn't hear his voice move.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh my
God. Yeah, total. It's like, that's so cliched. Can I get you flowers for Valentine's Day?
I agree.
I buy flowers all the time, not for Valentine's Day, but I'll just surprise. Like, hey. No, just out of nowhere. Just do a little surprise.
That's lovely.
I've done that for my mom
Steve
a couple times.
Steve is not that guy. Steve is not that guy. If I think he's going to be, maybe one day or what,
do you remember the time?
You're really disappointed.
Do you remember the time that I went out with Jack to the grocery store and we brought you home flowers?
No.
Yeah, we did that.
You don't remember?
No.
Well, then what am I going to do it for if you don't remember?
Yeah, but
beat it into her.
That's true.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not that flowers, but there's
and
other
then it's
things.
It's not bad. I just, if
it's
I think he's going to change it or he's going to do that all of a sudden.
I have a feeling if he started bringing home flowers all the time, you'd be like less turned on by him.
Probably.
Yeah, that's just not the thing you're into.
Yeah. Now, had he brought me home shoes or stuff like that, it would be a different story.
It's a nice watch you're wearing right now.
It's a nice watch. He does. He's a good gift.
Rolex, vintage Rolex.
He's a good gift
giver. Is it really?
Giver.
Yeah, there's a lot of flowers inside of this watch. You know?
I had a baby. Like,
so,
that's a four-year child.
No, that's another thing I want to talk about. There was a time where you wanted a baby so fucking bad.
So bad.
And you ended up getting a dog at first, which is obviously the starter baby.
Yeah. Right.
Or as Dave Taylor called it, we should call the dog Time. That's exactly what it bought us.
You bought Time instead of an actual dog.
Yeah.
But at some, let's just, and at first you were like hedging on it. You were like, I don't know if I want a baby. It's a big commitment. There's nothing wrong with that.
Very big commitment.
Yeah.
Were you thinking like, well, if he's not into it, I gotta fucking go.
That was a deal breaker, and that remember we talked about before is like as far as you know what the person you're. I always knew that that was something that she wanted.
Because
she
was always a motherly person.
Yeah, right. And that
take
was
care of people. That's what you like doing.
Yes.
That was
that's what I'm good at.
That was a bad time where she was like, no. This is like a deal breaker. Where in the sense of like you knew that this is something. That
yeah,
I wanted.
That was not.
You can't tell me now that you didn't. You know?
Like no matter what, she'd always be thinking about it.
And I had to realize. I'm like, yeah, I could say to myself, why didn't you said you were gonna wait? It's like I always knew.
This
like,
was gonna
I can't
come.
Lie to myself.
Yeah,
and
this,
be like,
that
I
was
didn't
the,
know.
Right,
you're pretending
exactly.
like you never
I wasn't
said
gonna change.
Yeah,
I wasn't gonna be like, oh yeah, sure, let's in like 5 years. Okay, wait, let's wait. Like that was on my
would
list.
Would you drop hints like if you were at like some wedding and there was a buffet and like.
I didn't have to. Everybody that ever knew, I didn't have to. I was just, that was just me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But in the same sense, like, I was super aware of being like, you know, I'm willing to kind of be your, to work your career and do your life and whatever, if I can have the babies, you know what I mean? That's what I want. Right. So I'll stop, you know, I'm not going to do this. I won't do that. And we'll go your life. We'll live here in LA. We'll work your life. We'll do that. But you know, here, this is what I want.
But then when you started doing movies, it was like, hey, we've got a career now as a family. Like, it's time to fucking branch out. Was it when you started becoming more successful, or was it before that?
Well, it was, yeah, it was after that. It was like,
it's after Punk.
No excuses.
Oh, babies?
Yeah.
No, I knew we needed to be married. We needed to wait a while. I knew I wanted them. I didn't want them at 21.
Right.
I definitely wanted them. I also wanted us to be financially ready and ready. I wasn't stupid. I wasn't like, let's just have a baby to have a baby. You know, we certainly waited till we knew that financially, especially, we were okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think that's major.
I'm imagining a scene where you guys go to Wendy's and there's like a heat lamp on an old thing. And Steve's like, oh, don't get that when it's dry. And she'll be like my ovaries.
Oh.
No, no. I wasn't crazy. Right. As a matter of fact, when we did have the baby, when we were trying, well, we didn't really have to try. But when we
one time.
When we started, he one wanted time? It more than awesome. I did.
Oh, yeah. You got really into it. I forgot about that.
He wanted it way more.
You caught the baby fever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Came down with a thick case of baby fever. I think,
to be honest, I think he talks about a second a lot more than I do.
Are you guys going to have a second one?
Well,
it's time right now. How old is Jackson?
Two.
That's the right time. Yeah. Two. You should already have one. You should be 6 months pregnant right now.
Last a week ago today was Valentine's Day. We went out to dinner and then we went to a movie and then we went home and we had an.
Crush it?
Well, I wouldn't.
Did you proud?
We had our Valentine's night.
But then there was a slippage, like a little, like, I'm like, and then she was like, ugh. And I'm like, it wouldn't be the worst thing. She's like, I'd throw myself off the 405.
You don't want another one at all right now.
Not right now. Not right now. No way. See, so be careful what you wish for sort of thing. You think it's going to be one way, and then it happens. Not that it's not amazing and lovely and, like, the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. But it's way more work than I thought it was going to be. And this career has turned out to be way more work than I thought it was going to be also. Career. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I have that same situation where I have a little slippage, and there's that completely opposite moment of like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to kill you.
Yeah. Well, why are you having slippages?
What?
Why are you having slippages?
Because assholes are tight.
because you know, sometimes you're like, it's time for me to pull out right now. But then it's like, oh, this feels really good.
Wait, with strangers? Aren't you supposed to use something with strangers?
Yeah, usually you do. But then sometimes you don't.
What? That's more scary than the slippage, I would think.
Oh, there's no worse disease than a baby.
Oh.
That's the worst thing that I could catch right now is a baby.
Please write that down and put it in a card for the one day that you have a child.
There's no worse disease than a baby.
Yeah. I used to feel this, but now I love you. There's no worse disease than a baby.
But I mean, I still do. I just like the disease. But I wish you would never have been born.
It's sort of like AIDS. Okay, you just learn to live with it. Yeah. And now there's medicines. That's horrendous.
I remember when you got kicked out, you stayed at my house. That was fun.
Brett Ernst said that. He brought me up on Saturday night. He's like, this guy used to sleep in my house. And yeah.
Those were fun times.
I had to sleep in everyone's. I slept on Simone's couch with Fat James.
Ooh.
God almighty.
There was never any talk of like, Tracy, you'll sleep out. Like, no, you get the place.
No.
Well, not when you...
Had I been the one that fucked up, then but...
Yeah.
It's just an argument.
The person that fucks up gets...
Has to
take responsibility.
I think that's pretty much the rules, right?
Yeah.
The rule book?
Yeah.
If you fucked up, I'd cut your head off like an
Egyptian.
Yeah,
that's the funny thing. We wouldn't be sitting here had it been me.
It's so weird. There's such weird double standard.
Oh, my God. Totally.
Yeah. There is a double standard.
But there is. There is one.
There is.
It's not like you made it up. Steve, it was like it was there.
I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but that's the way I feel. I'm sure other people feel.
Listen, and I'm gonna tell you why. And I'm like going against all girl code because girls don't generally, and I'm not generalizing everybody. Girls don't generally just fuck.
They fuck
because they like someone, or they fuck because they want someone. So guys fuck to fuck, and they can just fuck, and it's nothing. And I'm at the age now where I'm like, it really can be sex. Like, I have girlfriends that are like, I don't understand. We broke up a day ago, and then he went out. You know, we were together for 2 years, and he went out and he had sex. Like, doesn't he love me? And I'm like, yeah, but he can just have.
Yeah.
It means nothing. I think that's.
I remember breaking up once and calling somebody the next day. I was like, I probably just need to fuck somebody.
Didn't mean you still didn't love her somehow or whatnot, but you can truly just
hope to get over it or something.
So I think that. You know, how come girls? Because girls don't generally just do that. They actually like the person.
Yeah.
So I think that's a harder blow. Had I thought he liked whomever he was with,
yeah,
that would have been way worse.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend, really prudish girlfriend, really Christian-y.
Mm-hmm.
And my first girlfriend out here that I moved her out from Baltimore, Kate Hicks, won't talk to me now. I fucking hate it. But
why won't she talk to you?
She said at one point she said she's still not over me. But that was like 5-6 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Not over you or just hates? Just
she said like not over me.
Is she single?
I guess. I don't know. Okay. I mean, we lost our virginity to each other.
Facebook? You can't get a hold of her?
She's not on there. I created a fake MySpace account once. Yeah, she's the one that tears me up more than anybody.
She's the one that's not on Facebook?
Yeah, she's the one person.
There's people in Algeria that are on Facebook.
Yeah. She got a MySpace account eventually, and it was private. So I had to, like, create a fake Facebook account, a fake MySpace account.
Oh, my God.
And I added all these friends from, like, the Baltimore area, so it seemed like I was legit. I got up to, like, 100, 150 friends. And then I had all these pictures of Jen Kirkman. I don't know why Jen Kirkman. I could found a few pictures of her. I figured she's, like, a non-threatening type of girl. Mm-hmm. I found, like, 12 pictures online, so it didn't seem like a one... You know when you see one picture on a Facebook account, you're, like, fake?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. It took me, like, a few months. I needed to get some comments. And then I requested, and she had like 6 friends. I was like, "Oh, this is weirder than I thought it would be."
Yeah.
And then she deleted the account soon after.
Oh my God! Why do you want to be?
Is she still here?
No, she's back in Baltimore. She works at Johns Hopkins.
All right. I'm sorry. We interrupted what you were saying about you.
Well, this is on topic. Sorry. What was I saying?
You were about to go into like why?
Oh yeah, she said once, and she was real prudish about stuff and Christian, but she was like, we talked about some guy I knew that got a hand job at a massage parlor, and she goes, "Oh yeah, that's not cheating. That's fine." I was like, "Really?"
Yeah.
I wish she was like, that's just nothing. You don't even know them. Gross old Asian ladies.
Yeah, but I think we're trained to think that it's so bad and it's like so awful and guys are, ew, they're so filthy. And it just is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's what, listen. And
we're degenerates.
My father wrote me, and who is a pretty cool guy, wrote me a letter on my wedding day. And it, not your typical like, hey, you're my little girl, I love you to death, whatever. He wrote me a letter, and he was like, here's the key, and I'm going to lay it out for you. Tracy, you have to have sex with Steve when he wants to. Not like,
really?
Yeah, imagine now I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to read this letter before I get walked down the aisle. It's going to be beautiful and amazing. And I
open this letter,
and it says, you know, this is how it's going to work, and this is what you need to do if you want this to work.
Did he really tell you that?
If he wants to have sex, you need to have sex. It's almost like your wifely duty. It's not...
That's awesome advice.
That is the best advice ever.
Wait. And then it also went on to what Steve needs to do also. But it was like, this is when you don't, they take it personal. It's a personal offense. You need to do it. This is what they need. Not because we're fucking crazy jerks and we're animals and whatnot, but it's like literally like a physical nature, like he needs it. I happen to be married to someone who really needs it because I think he associates love with that. You know,
sex.
Yeah. Or want, how much I want him by that.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then it also went on to, you know, Steve's also got to let you know everything that's going on financially. Your name needs to be on everything. Make sure you're always this, because if you're not in the loop there, you know, you're stupid pretty much. So you have to, but I think that's really what it is. I think it's kind of true.
Yeah. So you would only get that advice from your dad, not from your mom.
No. Yeah.
But he was like, here's my problem.
Because her mother hasn't figured that out.
Yeah. She won't fuck me once in a while. I clearly am horny. Like,
and it
please.
Can lead to some crazy problems.
Yeah.
You know, because it all goes back to, it really is just that. It's just that simple. That's what you guys need.
There was a girl I was dating for a while.
Everything is based on that.
Yeah. And she would do, and I was always like, I should break up with her. And it was like an open sort of relationship.
Right.
She was pretty cool about it, but it was like, I could feel it starting to get attached. I'm like, I should break up. This isn't right. But then every morning before she left, she would give me a blowjob.
Oh my God.
Without asking. It was just great. Swallow, just take, okay, see you later. Just, you know, pat my belly and leave. And it was like, and I was like, I'm not going to break up with her. It would last me another week. Every time she did that. Weird. It was fabulous.
I was watching Friday night. I was getting ready to go up the store.
Keeps you happy, yeah.
Cat Williams special, The Pimp Chronicles 2. You ever seen it?
The one from DC or something?
I don't. Chicago, I think it was.
Okay.
He did that bit about he's like, if your man's cheating on you, you need to suck his dick. And she goes, you know, she goes, if you get into an argument with a guy, right, and in the middle of the argument, you just drop to your knees and suck his dick, he's not even going to remember what the argument was. It's like it would literally solve thousands and thousands of problems in your relationship.
Yeah.
It's
some people don't understand that.
There's the key, Ari, right there. There's the how it works.
And you don't have to ask for it. You just want it to happen.
Yeah,
or like we have he to nudges work on you
that.
For sex.
Oh.
Do you ever do that?
If he nudges all the time. His problem is that I don't nudge enough.
Intimate problem.
I don't start it.
Sometimes
I feel I don't initiate. Have to because I don't. There's never a moment that he doesn't want
it. But still, sometimes
plenty of
it. Yeah,
it's cool. Right now, If you just started blowing me right now, I think everyone would stand up and walk out of the room.
And I think
we would shoot up the iTunes podcast pretty quickly.
Jump up to number four.
Red Band would walk out, turn around, and just slowly move the camera, lilt it down so that he could
see the boner.
Just, why miss this? Why miss
this
opportunity?
That's the case we need it for stock footage. Do you, what was I going to say? Yeah, there becomes, when I was with Allie for a while, when I was married, it was like this thing where it's like you get into a habit of not fucking. Sometimes.
Sure. Oh my God. Sure.
Yeah. And you have to just break the habit. How often do you guys do it? If unless that's too personal.
I think it varies week to week, especially
obviously,
with the baby.
Like on a month average, now that the baby's here.
Well, and don't forget Steve's on the road, so we have to factor that in.
Yeah.
So twice a week.
Twice a week. That's okay.
Twice a week. We have our bad weeks. We're once a week, and when he gets home, and you know, life.
Have you ever not done it for like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
That seems like it. That seems like it's a little weird. You've done that in relationships?
I've had that many times.
Yeah, I know. He'll say, but "Steve's always the grass is always greener." Everybody else is always having more sex.
Yeah,
than
obviously.
Having. But I know most of my married wife girlfriends, especially with babies, can definitely attest to. There's definitely 3 weeks that go by.
Is that just a force of habit? You're like, I don't want to die.
Life. It's life. It's not right, and I agree with you that it's not right. And it. After that 3 weeks, there's usually a fight somehow, and it's just because it's tension built up, or intimacy sort of lost.
It's not tension is building up, it's sperm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Steve, there's no sperm loss.
Oh, yeah. You're all saying that no matter what.
Yeah, there's plenty of that going. But, it just, like anything else.
Yeah.
You say, we're gonna, and then, you know, you're fucking tired at the end of that. You get older and you're just done.
I think you don't feel sexy. You become like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's work.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, when you guys were just ripping each other's clothes off, right? In college?
Yeah, in college. We ever met.
Your roommate's still here. It's okay. Just shut up. Just be quiet.
Yeah, sure.
Roommate? Yeah. It was ridiculous. We fucked on the floor.
On the first night you met?
First night.
No, not the first night we met.
The first night that we went out together, like, we were like.
Oh, you were friends already, right?
We knew each other. Okay. Yeah. I had clear intentions, though, that I was never going to see him again.
After the fuck?
His reputation, I was like, I will never see him again. This will just be for this. Yeah, like, it's a good conquest. Here we go. Amazing. I was starting my new, like,
you
liberation.
Tackled Mount Runazizi?
Yeah. I did it. I started. Yeah, I am woman.
Were you like, yay, I acted like a whore for the first time ever?
But again?
Like,
no, let's marry him. Let's marry him. He never left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never left, ever. Lived with me from that moment on. Never left 13 years later. Yeah. So.
You've had roommates over that time?
We've had roommates.
We've had roommates, sure.
Oh boy, we had roommates.
Cam.
Yeah.
But,
I should have hooked up with her. That never made sense to me.
I guess,
I never made out with her.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Oh well.
Now she's married.
Yeah, I know.
There's always some weird sexual tension, and then someone would have a boyfriend and someone would have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
She's nuts.
Another bad thing is like how sometimes when you've had sex with somebody for so long, where it's the exact same sex.
Yeah, you get the same routine. You know?
Sometimes, even when we do it, I still don't count it.
Oral, flip, oral. Okay, switch, doggy style.
You've already done way more than sometimes. And we, like, there are times when we'll put Jack down for a nap and it's like, all right. And then it's
you're on a time crunch. That's just sex.
Yeah.
Sex. And you got stuff to do. You do.
Yeah. Things get a little hairier.
But do you ever pull over at some point? Like, you have a babysitter, let's say, and you pull over to, I don't know, let's stop at the mall real quick and we need to pick up this thing up. And you're in the garage, and you're like, hey, no one's here.
No.
Never.
But you used to do that? Never anything like that?
In the car and stuff, like, when we were younger?
Oh, yeah.
Behind the dumpster. Behind stores. Yeah.
But that's gone now.
Gone.
Yeah. But you don't have the same drive as you did then.
Oh, no, he absolutely does. I don't think that. I think that's genetics.
Again, I'll repeat. If you guys left right now, if we started fucking, I would continue to fuck.
That's how Allie always got me in the mood. If I was like, sometimes I like resist.
Steve never, ever, ever. So which
ever
is
resist?
Ever. Ever is, ever.
Wow.
You never like ever. Tired? Just like,
which is, for me, kind of a great thing because I could be pregnant and fat and disgusting and he's still like, I think you're the hottest thing ever. So that's pretty great. You know, I don't
There was a period after she gave birth where there's that 6 weeks where you can't.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, something happened. He busted a pipe or something.
There was no pipes. But after you give birth, it's hard to have sex.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, sure. we did it, but it was on a level of she's like, I'm doing this.
Like, for you. Because not for me.
Like, it hurt?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God. Like razor blades, like knives, like horrible.
Wow. And you're still willing to do that. Fucking chicks are so willing to please their man more than the other way.
No. It was like once a month, and it was like, and it wasn't even fun for me because it's like.
How long?
Till it got better. For a couple months, 6 months.
It still hurt.
It was like real bad.
And so what would you do, Steve? Go slow?
I would go slow until you just don't go slow anymore.
You're like, yeah.
Did staples just fall out? Like,
I didn't have any staples or anything like that, but it was just not what I thought it was going to be. Because you do talk to some girls that are like, oh no, after 6 weeks I did it and it was great and it's amazing. I think they're lying.
Yeah.
I do. I think that's nope. They fuck it all up for everyone. But
Or maybe they're lying. They're lying.
I think. But hey, listen. Everybody's different. Body's different. Maybe if you have a cesarean, if you have a C-section, it might be different. I don't know. Yeah. I had a baby, a 7-pound baby, come out of my vagina, and it was afterwards. And you know what? I got nervous. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god, I'm never gonna. The sex is never gonna be good again. Nobody tells you this. This is why people still have babies.
What?
Nobody tells you that part. Yeah. Nobody. So, but then you know it does, and it's just I was breastfeeding. And breastfeeding sucks all the moisture out of everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that doesn't help.
So you're super dry. That's the only way I like to have sex with girls. I gotta be super dry.
Really?
What? Yeah, I like it rapey. What? Yeah, and if they're into it and they're all wet, I'll slap their forehead over and over again until like, stop, what are you doing? That's really annoying. Until they get dry and I'm like, yeah, now we can do it. I want to tear it up.
What the fuck?
No, I'm joking. I don't do that at all.
No wonder why.
First, the rapey dry thing was weird. And then I'm like, you really? There's women out there that let you slap their forehead with their hand?
Let me ask you a serious question, though. When the baby was coming out, mm-hmm. was there any sexual pleasure that way?
No.
Nothing at all. Okay. Well, I don't know. It's like at some point, it's like a giant cock.
No. You know, there are women.
That's ripping your pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are. I've heard stories. That's what it's like with black guys.
Wait, you've heard stories about women orgasming?
Oh, wait, really?
Have you? Oh, God, yeah.
My question wasn't online completely.
You could. Here's the best part. It's usually the women who do it with no drugs, and they do it like in the bathtub, and they're all natural and whatever. There's a whole 60 Minutes did a whole story on it. Women who actually orgasm all through giving birth.
Wow.
Yeah. And there are midwives and people who say that if you learn how to do it and you really let your body take over, that's the kind of experience it is. But it's bullshit.
You think it's bullshit, or just there are a few people that are into
maybe it? I mean, there's videos, and if you Google it, you can find all that stuff. But I mean, generally speaking, you're pushing something the size of a watermelon and out the size of something the size of a lemon.
Well, plus, you didn't have drugs in your lower system.
Those two things are
different sized fruits.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I wasn't in like excruciating pain. I had an epidural, so I was okay. Labor and delivery was not horrific for me, but. Yeah. There is some healing to be done after that.
I was holding a leg.
Were you really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wait, her leg.
Yeah, there was one nurse holding one leg, and I was holding the other leg.
Yeah.
For the pushing part. The pushing part, the part that you see in movies and TV, for us lasted 17, 15 minutes.
Yeah. I pushed him out pretty
15
quick.
15 minutes.
Labor, you're in labor for a long time.
It's horrific.
You're in labor for like, I was for
where it just gets worse
hours.
Than better and then worse than better, like an acid trip?
Kind of, yeah. I've never done acid, but yes.
Oh, here, let's do some right now.
Wait a minute.
Kid'll be fine, I'm sure.
Yeah. Just
spend the rest of the day on acid.
We have a babysitter. It's all good.
So that is completely your life now, is the child.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's like way more than half your life?
It's all.
It's all your thoughts.
All.
We were Steve talking about this last night.
It's definitely all mine, for sure. Not that it's not his, but he does have work as well.
God, that'd be so fucking annoying.
That's her whole thing of like...
Sometimes it is.
She's like, everything about my life has changed.
Everything. My body, my hair, my skin, my life. Like, everything. Steve's changed 20%.
Your chemical makeup changed.
Everything, yeah.
There was a study I heard at NPR. They said, and they didn't just ask people. They did an actual study, I think at Duke or somewhere, some college, where they tested people on happiness before and after
kids.
Yeah, and they said there was almost no difference between single parents or joint parents, but they were something like... 80 or 83% less happy. People were less happy with kids. But like 95% of them would never change that.
Right.
Anything.
Right. It's bizarre. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
And I probably agree with that.
You're like hypnotized.
We saw one that was like, your children will bring you more grief in your life than they'll ever bring you joy.
Yeah.
But everybody still does it.
I realized how much shit I've given my parents over the course of the last 33 years. And about a year ago, I took them out to a dinner in New York. Like, it was like an $800 dinner, like wine and everything. I just picked up the bill. And I'm like... Is that it? Is that what you do all this shit and then one day you get like a really nice dinner?
You get some wine. Thanks.
It's really what it all ends up being. I'm sure there's good points along the way, but
it's like hypnosis, right? Like you're just completely enamoured by this child.
I swear to you, and I shit you not, and I think even the coldest of hearts will agree that you will never love anything the way you love your kid. You just don't. You absolutely whether they could be a mass murderer and you will love them more than you ever loved anything in your whole life. You just do.
Yeah.
So but, there's that which is incredible. And it is, you know, you go from a selfish place where it's all about you to it's not anymore, which is sometimes refreshing because you're like, I don't need to worry about this bullshit anymore. It's not about me. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's nice. Just take a step back.
You're
sometimes.
Saying there's like a freedom to like,
there's a freedom to being like, you know what? I'm not the most important in the room. Nobody cares. You know, it did kind of.
Steve's a comic who doesn't believe that.
No, right, I'm like, that's right. Important. Yeah, that's very foreign exactly. to me.
That's why Argus said he was never going to have a kid. Argus Hamilton. He goes, I'm the star in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Which is real honest.
That's you know, a lot of pressure, though, sometimes. Yeah. So sometimes it's nice to
especially
kind of.
Especially when you're a star.
Burns
maybe
so
I was
brightly.
Just used yeah. to it. I had been doing it for so long. So maybe I was just used to it.
Used to take care of Steve.
Taking the back seat, so yeah. But no, so there's something nice about that where it's like something else. It's not all about you.
Do you think you guys could die to save your kid?
Oh, that's, yeah.
Wow, I can't imagine doing that for anyone.
And that's an instinct.
I can't imagine. You would do it. You would like...
That's not, you wouldn't, it's not even a thought process.
Yeah, I think that changes once you have a baby.
That changes.
Yeah.
I see it with Rogan too. It's like, you're like different. You're like enamored by this
you
thing
you are
now.
Responsible for life. Yeah. Not only have you created, but you are responsible for human beings.
The way you got to look at it is that the ooh. Kid didn't ask to be there.
Born, yeah.
Right? He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so it's like your job is to like, you know, make sure that.
Take care of him.
Yeah.
That's like why not everyone
the plants
should do
on like
it.
A really high level. Like yeah. I gotta get home. I gotta let the dog out.
It's
I
have sort
to.
Of like.
Let the yeah. dog
yeah, exactly. Like buying a dog and
well,
then
no,
just not
like
feeding
a
it.
Dog,
or just like not, just make not doing, like it's like, you know.
You can't
you
really
ask for this. You have to take care of it.
So much responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have problems just with dogs and cats, yeah. man. I'm like stressing out. Like I feel like a single mom for real.
I saw you last night. We yes. got home from Brea last night, and I parked here. So we drove together, and he had to let the dog out and then go to the comedy store. And he's like, I could see in his face, like, ugh. I'm like, you're already home.
The worst is
just
like
let it out for 2 minutes and come back in.
Yeah, the worst is like I'll go out drinking and I'll be out to like 3 a.m. and then I have to wake up at like 9 a.m. just to let the dog out and sit there and watch the dog while I feel like puking.
Yep.
And then going wow. back to bed and. And then yeah. feeding it and changing the cat litter box.
And do you want a kid?
Well, if I do, I'm going to have to get rid of all my pets. I
think. No, the pets, they become easy. They actually, you'll enjoy them. You look forward to when you get to take them out and take
less,
them off.
Less pressure than
take a breather.
Right.
A kid wakes up now
used to that,
at 7
though.
O'clock in the morning. Every
7
day.
O'clock in the morning as
and
a
not
comedian.
Wakes up like you wake up or like, all right, let's get a cup of coffee and
where
slide
he lies
into
in
this
bed
thing.
For, plays with
like
iPhone
he's
for 2
up
hours.
And it's ready to roll.
Yeah, but okay, so here's the thing though.
Gosh.
Like, you kind of, that's why I think you got, it's like making, and again, like, how does it work? How do you raise a decent kid? You commit to it. You say, this
you
is what
I'm
going to
do.
So, therefore, you know going into it that you're going to have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. You are going to have to give up all those things you want to do. It doesn't mean it's easy, and it doesn't mean it doesn't suck.
And no matter what you do, you're going to fuck him up in certain ways.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because there's no, you didn't train for this.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah.
There's
that's
10 years
hard.
Of college for it.
That's harder. That's hard, because especially for the first few years, you try so hard.
Too to loving, not loving enough.
Yeah.
There's just no, you don't know.
Somehow yeah. you're going to. Yeah.
Wow.
Which goes back to my point of before of being like, I wasn't, I don't want to do it yet.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like being like, oh, you all right, one day you're going to have to clean the garage. Okay, sure. You'll live here, but you're going to have to clean the garage one day. Okay, yeah, sure. And then someone knocks your door, today's the day you clean the garage. You're like, well, I don't know. No, you said you were going to clean the garage.
Yeah.
You have to be like, oh, all right, let's fucking, you know, let's do it. Let's do it. I got to be right, you know.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, my mom, I imagine my mom coming into my apartment the other day, like just if I like brought her home. And she'd be like, as soon as she walked in the door, she'd be like, what's this? Why is there a piece of paper? I'm just looking down right now. Why is there a piece of paper on the floor? How long has it been there? I'm like, I don't know, a year maybe? She'll be like, what? And then she'll look up at the rest of the apartment yeah. and go, oh, it's horrible.
I just had that happen. I just had
your
that
mom
happen
came
the
over
day. And it was worse because I already went through the house and got like all the bongs and weed and, yeah. and porn. I cleaned up all the sperm everywhere. But then I forgot all these like things. Like all my friends put like all those magnets on your refrigerator that spell things. And it says like, Brian likes to lick dick. Brian's a faggot. My mom's just
that.
Sitting there. You need to clean your fridge. And then she's just reading it. I'm like, oh. And I'm like trying to like mess up the words.
So, all right. So, boys. How do you raise a son that when he is out? No, granted, I know Brian sucks dick is going to be on the fridge and you boys are going to do stuff like that. That's
oh, yeah.
fine. But how do you raise a kid that you're like, I hope when he goes out, he doesn't live in some like slum pad with like
he's
the mattress
to.
On the floor.
Like your joke about the pillows. You were okay with a disgusting pillow folded
yeah.
over four times to stage.
Why? I don't
because
get it.
Because we don't care.
I think that's a part of growing up too.
Do you think you don't care because your mom, it was always just done for you?
No, there's a lot of reasons.
No, we had to fold our own laundry. That was the only thing we had to do chore-wise. Okay. We had to wash the dishes and dry them on Friday night and Saturday on Shabbos mm-hmm. when you couldn't use the dishwasher.
Right.
And you're half Jew, right? Shabbos. And we had to fold our own laundry. My mom would do the laundry, mm-hmm. but we'd have to fold it. And she never stopped doing laundry, even though my brother and I were bedwetters until we were like 15. She's still like, all right, I can do it for you.
That's genetic, you know. You can blame it on your dad, yeah.
He wasn't a bedwetter.
How do you know? Ask him. Was he when he was a kid? Yeah, it's genetic. Genetic for boys.
Yeah, I never brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask him about that.
I pee when I get too drunk. Like, I peed in my suitcase the other day.
Yeah,
you're like, just... on the way home from Vegas, I opened up my suitcase when I got home, and there was pee all over it.
What?
And like, I've done that at least four times in my life.
In your suitcase? In your sleep?
Yeah, like, I'll wake up and go bathroom, suitcase, pee.
That's not a genetic... You're an animal.
No, that's crazy. That's, no. That's just...
I pissed on the side of the bed one time, just to get... Yeah, just to...
Lazy. That's just lazy.
Yeah.
No, well, see, I didn't know I did this. I found out 2 days later when I opened my suitcase and I was like, oh, somebody at Southwest peed. Oh, wait, I might have done that.
That's little boys and boys up to like the age of 15, they sleep in this incredibly deep sleep. Like, they truly don't feel it, don't wake up. And it's a genetic thing, though, and it usually comes from like your father or your grandfather did it also.
Maybe I'll ask him.
Yeah.
I remember having a dream once and just being able to break the habit where I dreamed I was pissing.
Yeah.
Like, I was at urine. I was like, oh, I'm like, oh, wait, oh, this is happening. And they're just barely catching myself. A little came out and I was like, all right. I got something now.
Do you remember? God, I would love to go back to wet dreams.
I've never had one.
What? I never had one. I never had one either.
Yeah. No way.
Did you have one? I've never had one.
I've never had one, but I don't think it's... Girls don't get it. I've never had one.
I've come to my dream, and I've woke up with the craziest boners ever, but I've never come to my dreams.
Yeah.
I have, in real life.
When I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you? Were you jerking off before you had the wet dreams?
Once I started jerking off, then
the wet dreams started.
They ended.
Oh, okay. Because
you're getting the shit...
See, I was jerking off before I even came. I was jerking off at like 9 or 10 where it just made a feeling. I'm like,
Really?
And then one day stuff came out and I was like, I think I broke it. It was like this weird white liquidy stuff.
Yeah, no, I didn't do any of that. I didn't really touch it until that started happening. And then I just, you know, I don't know.
Never stopped.
I would love to get a wet dream, man.
Yeah,
so what do you, you just it's come amazing. Or you pee?
No, dude, you're having crazy. Imagine, okay, ready? If you can, imagine picking someone you want to have sex with, right?
Okay.
In your head, having sex with them and coming.
Oh,
wow.
Like virtual having sex.
And you remember it?
I remember it, yeah.
That's like cheating, kind of, right?
No. It's like 10, 12.
That's all right.
I had sex with my sister once in a dream, and it was so disturbing.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm not going to say which one, just in case one of them were listening. But I would put, they were in a tire swing, and I would push them away in the tire swing, and they were like, and on the way back, I would tag it.
Oh, sorry. Wow. That's like therapy.
I woke up feeling so gross, but it didn't come or anything.
Did you ever experiment with your sisters growing up?
No, I did not experiment with my sisters. Oh, my God. Sisters.
We were all disturbing. Girls, so I don't get any of this. Oh, my God.
But it's not like something I did. It happened.
In a dream, though, which usually means fate, Ari.
Shut up, fate.
Did you look at your dream dictionary to find out?
No, I just sat there feeling awkward.
We're having one kid, so he can never fuck a sibling. That's it.
No,
or
but
it's a girl. It's a girl.
So, but how do you raise a boy so that he has a decent relationship or treats girls right?
What's right? Is that right because how you want them to treat him or what makes him happy?
No, generally right. So I'm all for if you never want to be married, you want to have 100 girls in your life and you're safe and you're happy, that's fine. But there's a way to do that where it's correct.
Yeah, like if I had a kid that ended up like Court McCown, I'd be like, that's cool.
Court never lies.
He's honest.
He tells everybody the truth. Hey,
what do you guys think about my relationships? That type of stuff. Just open. I try to be honest with people.
You're honest. Honest and, hey, I'm not going to give you what I'm not going to give you.
The open one you're talking about? The open one, it's hard to say. You know that that's probably doomed from the beginning.
Right.
I knew that that was like...
Really that lasted longer than any of the other relationships I've ever had.
Was that real, though, for real? We still don't know if that was real.
We lived together. We were technically married. I mean, it seems sort of like... Do you feel different now that you're married than when you were going out? Or do you just feel like your boyfriend, girlfriend still?
I know everybody said, oh, it's just a piece of paper. It's just a piece of paper. Yeah, so is money. And so is your fucking birth certificate. But you need those, and it means something.
No, but I remember you saying after you got married, you're like, oh, I didn't really need that whole thing. This whole awesome wedding I wanted. It was like...
What?
Yeah.
Well, you got me at a bad moment.
No, you were like, it didn't really matter. I just want to be with the guy. I was looking forward to this thing, and it was just like,
I changed my mind. It does.
It does matter?
It does matter.
The nice
it
wedding?
Does. Not marriage, but if you want that, and you want to be in a committed relationship and have children and do that, I think it does matter. For me, at least. Yeah. I'm not saying for everyone, but for me, it matters. I think it holds some sort of weight, some sort of real
To make a commitment, like, outward to people.
Yeah, like, you know, like, till death do you part.
Well, we did that. Me and Allie did that. But then we got divorced.
By the way, Ari, there's what your incest dream means about.
Oh, from to dream of incestuous practices signifies erotic desires. It may also be erotic desires, not for them necessarily.
Right.
It may also be representative of the union between masculine and feminine aspects of yourself.
Oh, that
you're
makes
gay. Sense. That's not a.
That makes sense.
Yeah, man, I am a little gay. I got a little gay.
Yeah, of course.
You were at a phase in your life, or was at a phase in my life, where you are not quite a child and not quite an adult. And
that
thus,
makes sense. There you
this
go.
This dream may be symbolic of the merging of the child and adult within yourself.
That I get.
Okay. So none of this is too gross.
No. It's kind of normal.
Alternatively, if you have been arguing with this family member and are expressing your desire to make up, then the dream may be trying to depict forgiveness in an extreme way. Fucking.
Or perhaps your sister's super hot.
Or perhaps you're in a relationship with someone who reminds you of your own father, mother, or other family member. I was probably like 14, 13, something like that.
I think it's the boy into a man.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I think yeah. Feminine side, too. It's probably a mixture of all that shit, dude. You probably had a lot of things going on.
I'm start crying now for the rest of the next 2 months.
Are we supposed to just ask ourselves questions now? I don't know how this works.
I don't understand that at all. Yeah, but generally with the open stuff, I just try not to lie to them. I just try to make sure they understand.
I feel like somewhere you got that from a parent, correct? Like, how do you do it? No. How do you... Well, I don't know, though. You brought this girl out from Baltimore and broke her heart. How did that end? How did that go? I mean, granted, you're going to have bad breakups.
Well, she hated Los Angeles.
Okay.
We dated in Maryland, at University of Maryland. Then I moved out here. I graduated like a year before, moved out. And then I didn't want to ask to move out here for me because I didn't want the responsibility.
Right.
Yeah.
But then eventually, I think I broke down and just asked.
Okay.
Please come out here when you graduate.
But you wanted her out here.
Yeah, I loved her.
With intentions of what happening for the future.
See, no future. No, it's just like right now, I want to be with you.
Well, there you go, though. But that's not fair because right now, that's what you want. But you have, when you're making a huge commitment.
She was
like
22.
That,
yeah, but it's like when you look back on it, so she moved to LA for a couple
years.
Yeah,
he wasn't asking her to go to fucking Afghanistan.
Yeah, and leave her family forever and never talk to them again. It's just like.
Yeah, but that's like a crucial part in your 20s also. So when you're moving for someone.
I move for
not for yourself. You're moving for someone, for something.
Yeah, I have more responsibility to her.
Sort of,
that's why I didn't want to ask her. But we had a good year and a half. She hated LA. And at some point she goes, you know, at the end of the semester, she was like an adult teacher.
Right.
For English. She goes, I'm gonna go back to Baltimore.
Okay.
And I can't do stand-up in Baltimore.
Right.
So it was just like, we're going to break up.
You didn't do anything to her.
No, there was no cheating. There was no... It was nothing bad. We agreed that we're not going to talk for 6 months just so we can try to be friends. We don't hate each other. We're going to talk once and then wait another 6 months to try to be friends.
Yeah, but no, see, I think that's normal. I think that's, there's no like, Ari's a bad guy in that scenario.
There's something she's holding against me. I don't know what it is, but it drives me crazy sometimes. Every time I get some sort of heartbreak, I feel like calling her and just saying like, how you're doing. It always fills me with fucking sadness.
She's the one that got away.
You're doing your high fidelity thing right now where you're thinking back and you're like, all right, I gotta...
Fate, Ari. Yeah. Fate.
It's not fate. I just want to be friends with her. We were a big part of each other's lives growing up and I just want to be friends with her.
It's not fate. He just wants to figure out what the fuck happened so he doesn't do it again.
She won't tell. Yeah.
That's what it is.
You went against God's plan. No.
Maybe there's just something you don't know. Like, maybe she just cheated on you and she doesn't want to tell you or something like that. You know, like, maybe it's something that she did.
She said, I'm not over you. I'm like, why can't we be friends? Because I'm not over you yet. I was like, ugh.
Well, you always have that one. So maybe if she's like, you know what, if I see him or then he screws up everything else.
Yeah,
just
right? That sounds fishy to me.
That sounds like Brian might be right.
Yeah,
like,
I think she fucked up. She's fucking this black dude.
She only had sex with like one other guy.
No, that's a dude saying what a dude would do. Girls don't do that. And they projecting onto you. She didn't do anything.
She's not that type. She wasn't that type of... She barely ever had sex.
She hated it here. And, you know, it's just heart. Maybe it's heartbreak, you know?
When she moved back, we'd still, like, I'd go visit home. But maybe before she moved out, we'd have sex like once in a while.
Uh-huh. You know? Well, you always have that. Maybe she, like, you're not good for her because she does could fall into
at this
pattern.
Point right now. I'm not good for her.
Absolutely. So you're
I
not
know
good
what
for
I've
her.
Become.
So maybe she's happy and doing her thing, and maybe she's with a guy, and maybe not the guy that, you know, like you said, you could, it's maybe not the one because there is no one. You
why
are
get in the way of that.
Right, so you mess it up. So it's probably easier just Steven? Not to see you.
Thinking about it,
you look upset.
No, I'm just thinking about. I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right to me.
What?
It doesn't seem right.
No.
That she left?
Not that she left, but that she still won't talk to me.
Still won't talk to him.
8-9 years later.
I have a girl just like that. The girl I dated in high school. I dated her for 2-3 years. She ended up sleeping with my best friend in high school.
Well, and that's why you think that's what this girl did.
Well, no, I just actually just thought of her. And even though, like, it was like the day before graduation, she slept with my best friend. And then on graduation, she sat with his parents. Because she went to a different school. Yeah,
awful.
Fucked up. And I have I've not even said a word to her. She won't talk back. Like, I'll write her. We're friends on Facebook, and I'll write her, but
she
won't even write back.
You?
Yeah, she won't even talk to me. And it's been since 93.
That's because she hasn't dealt with herself being a filthy
whore. That girl's crazy. That's just a craziness.
You have to look at yourself.
She should call you and say, I'm sorry. It was something I did when I was 17. Right. Please forgive me.
Yes, that means you have to go through a process before you get to that point. You have to go, oh,
there are people that don't, they are crazy. Then somewhere it's his fault and she's embarrassed of her own self and she doesn't want us to, it's just easier to avoid him.
She's trying to justify it.
With you, I think you may be like chocolate on a diet. Like, I cannot do it because if I do it, I'm going to eat it and it's bad. And it's bad for me and it's not going to work out. So, you know, like maybe that's just what, everybody's got one of those.
Yeah, maybe.
You're like chocolate on a diet.
It just makes me upset. I'm chocolate.
Like, you just, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because if I do it, I know I'm going to eat it. Like, I want to pretend like, oh, we can be friends. But, you know, it just doesn't happen like that. Yeah. You're her poison. Yeah.
Let's just sleep over and we won't do anything. We'll just sleep in the bed together.
She told me once before she moved out here that she had sex with somebody else. She goes, I should let you know. Like, I've had sex with somebody else.
Are we wrapping up?
we got 5 minutes and we got to finish this. He's got to go to road.
No, I was just playing some sets.
Oh, some sets. Oh, okay, I like it. And then she told me, because this won't go at all with what I'm story. It's so perfect. So she told me, like, hey, I've had sex with somebody, just so you should know. I had sex with somebody. I was like, okay, well, that's totally fair. We broke up. You know, it's been like 6 months. And then I was like, talking for like another minute. I was like, excuse me for a second. And I just went outside and around the corner and threw up.
Yeah. Really?
It was just visceral. It was inside. I was like,
she's that mom for you. Yeah.
I couldn't. My body rejected.
Yep.
Because you love her.
Yeah.
She's your destiny.
It's not my destiny. Do you guys... Okay, here's another question because I'm trying to understand this. Sometimes I think I would have, in the past, stayed in relationships only because it was... And I think Brian does this a lot. Stayed in because it's more comfortable than the alternative of having to fucking look for someone else. Not now because you got a kid and you've been together so long, but at times...
I understand that. I get that.
Yep.
Well, I've always been trying to repair a relationship. Like that one relationship I was in for 3 years, it got really bad where we weren't having sex at all. Yeah. We hated to be around each other. We never did anything. She came home from work. We just watched TV and went to bed.
On paper, like you could look at that and be like, that's not a good relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and yet I also, you were staying in it. But it was also got to a point where we were like a team, you know, we were, you know, we liked our being around each other. At some points, because it was like, you know, we were comfortable with each other and we, you know, worked well together in some points, but there was so much parts broken in it that you kind of feel like you should fix it. Cause there wasn't anything bad enough to leave. It was just
there wasn't anything egregious.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. I just stayed in it for a year and a half too long trying to fix something.
You just became friends.
That's normal though. Yes, I think that's totally normal.
Yeah.
I think we go through periods of that. Especially over however many years it's been, but you definitely go through periods of, are we just doing this because we've just been doing this? But then, I don't know, I think there's always been those moments that you're like, no, but this is why I'm doing this.
You know
this.
What, though? I think in those times is the times where you have to go, hey, I'm feeling like this is not working right now, and we're just going through it. I don't know why you feel that way. I feel that way because we don't really talk. Why don't we? And then you just kind of sit there and you break it down.
And they're awful. And they're weird.
They're weird conversations.
They're weird because
it sucks, but you have to do it.
Your brain does. You start, you know, it's like are we supposed to be doing this? Is this right? Are we just together because we have a kid? Did we just? And you do go through moments like that, but I usually find that they're more personal, like what's going on with you more than anything. You know what I mean? When we've just had,
and I think after those conversations end, you may come to the point where you're like, yeah, it just really isn't work, but you'll end amicably.
Yeah.
And you'll end with a sense of like, okay, we it wasn't working. We talked about it. We did everything.
Allie and I started to do that. And we were like, we're just friends, I think.
Yeah.
We just became friends. The love is gone, but I don't hate you for anything.
Right. Yeah.
But we're just, I'm not excited anymore when you come in. You're not excited anymore.
Here's the thing with that, though. I think that you're going to go through points in life in a relationship, especially when you're together a long time, that it is like that.
Oh, it's so weird.
It's never.
And the movies
ever
just lie to you. Yeah, totally. In the movies, it's always good or terrible.
It's never going to be fireworks and amazing all the time.
Yeah, 37. Just realizing this about movies, man. The big
problem. No, but it's inside you. You can't shake that thing because you're raised with those movie scenes.
Yeah,
you
and
can,
girls.
Though, when you do shake it, is when it works. Because it's going to suck sometimes. And that doesn't mean for a month. That it might suck for a year where you're like, I don't know if I like you. I don't know if I like you right now.
I go through I went to Disneyland with some chick who just, we hooked up a few times.
Yeah.
She came to visit and it was still like, oh, can we just eat a fucking hot dog on a stick? Or do I have to go to a restaurant with you? And she was probably saying the same thing, but I'm like, because these movies taught me like, you gotta treat someone.
Yeah, you have
treat
to. Nice. And it's two straws in the milkshake.
And the worst is the girl flicks. Like the things that they put in the girl flicks. Like there was a movie like 50 Dresses or whatever that stupid movie was, where I was watching. I was forced to watch it. And there's parts where like the girl's dad's like cooking her cookies in the shape of hearts and puppies. And I'm like, yeah, if my dad did that, yeah, that would never happen, you know? But there was so many things like that in the movie that, that just get into the back of a girl's heads, like, oh,
send a fucking Rella. Yeah. And she ruined it for everybody.
Or those K Jewelers commercials that you see. Oh, well, I see. Those are just like, those are brainwashing men into thinking if you want to really please her, you have to buy diamonds.
Come on. Is anyone falling for that?
Every time I see it, a part of me thinks, oh, maybe
the K Jeweler commercials and Glenn Beck are the two things I go, people are buying this shit?
Yeah. And K Jewelers is shitty jewelry, right?
No, diamonds and stuff. Okay.
If you're gonna spend $10,000, just don't go to K Jewelers.
Right.
No.
You can go to the place.
What's $145?
Yeah, you can get a nicer thing or a nicer.
Well, it's like, you know, the breakup with Jenna Aniston and Vince Vaughn. Like every girl I talked to hated it. Why? Because they didn't get back together at the end.
But that's what normally happens. Yeah. You break up and you maybe fuck one more time.
No, yeah, they didn't get back together in the end, and it was left up to you to decide what happened, and nobody wants that because you go to the movies and you want the life that you don't have.
Yeah, I'm always afraid of this thing, though, where it's like, yeah, we got to finish soon, but that, like, if I don't have a baby, it'll be too late, but I just don't want one.
You can have a baby. But it's okay if you don't want one.
I think that's great. I think that if, like, if you don't want, yeah, you are actually have a lot more time, but if you don't want one, you don't want one. Larry King's
got like a 6-month-old.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It looks like Larry King.
It's okay.
But everything is telling you, like, no, what do you mean? You gotta have a baby. You have to have a baby eventually.
No, you don't.
I know. That's what I think. But you don't strike me as the type of
person that's like, well, I gotta go along with what everybody's saying.
No,
to do.
But when everyone tells you something, like, you're wasting your life. You don't find a wife. What are you gonna be, 70 when your kid is in, you know, Little League? Everything's telling you, like, yeah, you're taking too long at this.
Yeah.
But there's still no desire to have a child.
I can follow your desire, man. Follow your fate. Yeah. Follow your fate.
You're a man, though.
I just don't think you found the right person. I think if you...
See, a lot of people say that. You just haven't found the right person.
You found the right person. You just want to be with that person all the time. You want to make a baby with them. I think that actually happens.
Never had the desire.
With being aware that it's not always going to be like that. It's going to be like that majority of the time.
I don't think I ever want to get married again, too.
Well, you weren't in a weird marriage, man.
Like, right now, I don't even want to be monogamous with anyone.
That's okay.
Because you haven't found the right person. If you found the right person, that you would not want to be with anyone except that person. That does happen. I've been in relationships where I've like, man, I don't need to cheat. I don't need to do anything. This person fucking rules. Has sex with me. Love being around this person. I don't want to lose. I don't want to do anything to lose this person.
My last one, when I dated the artist, Kevin's friend, Ashley, I was like, that didn't work out because I wasn't going to be monogamous.
Yeah.
But like, then next girl will come along, like, I want a boyfriend. Like, it ain't gonna be me, because if I wanted a girlfriend, it would be her and not fucking you.
Maybe it's what's her name? Katie? What's her name from
Hicks.
Baltimore?
Catherine Lillian Hicks.
Maybe it's her.
I want to find out if this girl's single.
Yeah.
Maybe if she came here.
I've stalked her online so many times, I cannot find her. I found one article in the Johns Hopkins newspaper. Maybe
she came around, you never know. Maybe she's the one. That's why you don't like anybody else.
I don't know.
Look,
there's something nice to have a teammate.
It bothers me a little bit. Yeah,
there's something.
But
nice
I have my
to...
friends. I have the store, and I have. I don't know. I just
yeah. But
that.
I think hear me. If you don't want it, you don't want it, and that's great. And I think if you truly in your gut, like, you own it, and you don't, that's fine. But I think there is something to be said about, you know, you have your constant. You have your person you come home to. You have your person you celebrate with. You don't have. You have your person that you really are your truest of your true, and you can just
like if you guys didn't make it. Let's say through that tough period, because it could have easily gone the other way.
Absolutely.
If you had found a dude that might have been more willing to, that would have put the chances way down if you guys worked
it
out.
Yeah.
You both would have been okay.
Eventually, I'm sure.
You wouldn't have been like, still now, 5 years later, six, going like, oh no, my life is meaningless without them. You would have moved on and been okay.
This is why I looked
at it. We're all happy you guys got back together.
Yes. Here's why I looked at it. I probably would have been miserable for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I went, I can't be miserable anymore. Why did I do that? I wasn't honest. I have to just be honest. And then you just become terms with the fact of the mistakes you made, and you're not going to do them again. And
you're going to survive, or you're going to go on, you're going to move, but I would never have another relationship or feel the way I felt about anybody else, like I feel how I feel about Steve.
You don't think so?
No. Okay. I could love someone else, but completely differently.
Okay.
Completely differently.
Well, that's nice. That's lovely.
That's one of the nicest things I've ever said.
No, I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing.
I love how she was. I'm like, I could just, I'll feel bad and I'll move on with the rest of my life and just become honest. She's like, I will never love anyone. I'm like, can I take my answer back?
Can I
say my thing?
If I knew that you were going to go that direction.
I could definitely love somebody else, but not the way I, he was, especially when you're young and that kind of thing goes on.
Bear said this thing to me, which I really liked once, because when you find a relationship, your first one, your arms are open wide. Like, I'm fully going to take you inside. Then you get hurt. And the next time you're like a little bit more timid, and you're like, I'm going to open my arms about this wide. Because you don't want to open yourself up to a big shot.
Yeah.
And then everyone, you're fucking... But you guys got up together pretty early. Like, your arms are still pretty wide
when you took each other your in. Then you got to stretch them back out.
Who said that to you? Don Barris?
Don Barris.
What?
Yeah, yeah, really. I liked it a lot. It doesn't seem like him at all. Yeah, yeah, it came from him.
Did he ask you to cram his big cock into your cunt hole?
He eventually mentioned who likes to fuck.
Okay.
Okay, we got to go soon, right? Okay. But yeah, here's the deal. I really like the idea of this podcast. What do you guys think of this? Like, first of all, take a topic and just kind of flesh it out.
I do. Good. It's been successful for you in the past with the storyteller show. That's
similar
style.
To that, yeah.
And then I also like the name Skeptic Tank.
You do? Hit some dude online because I was going to be like American Skeptic and he wrote Skeptic Tank. I'm like, I love shit. I love shit. Like, I love it. So I think Skeptic and Tank together is perfect.
I also think of a think tank, and people. That's the way I would.
No, see, I just had Skeptic and Duty, which is going to come up
shit
a lot.
Tank.
Yeah.
And then that's also, I'm coming as far as the Twitter people. No more poop pictures.
Oh, there'll be many more. And by the way, that blood in that picture, I'll repost it today.
You should have
gummy.
A poop
That was
topic.
All gummy.
Tracy.
That was all gummy.
You should have a poop topic.
We should.
You should.
About how people shit, because I only shit every few days.
Let me know if you've done that, because I have shit on a tree.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I shit myself in a library one time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All Tracy right. was there. She had to drive me home from the library.
You shit yourself at a library?
I
didn't even hear that.
I was copying
things. And drove home. I had to drive him home and he sat on his knees.
Yep.
You had to drive home. Excuse for shitting yourself in the library was
he couldn't
I had to
it.
Copy things?
I was photocopying things. I was farting. I was farting.
Oh, you had a wet
and
one.
Then all of a sudden it came out and it was one of those ones you go,
lazy.
Oh my God. And you pause for a second. Did something come out? And then that one little pause of like relaxation and more just comes
wow.
out.
They have toilets at the library.
I shit myself on the New York City subway.
Do you
and
understand
had to walk
why
Brian
I couldn't
Park
love anybody? Why
in shorts. So it's coming down my legs. People
He's
saw
all mine.
Nice. If it felt like cheese when it's running down your knees. Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
You're sliding in the third.
When it feels like something turd. What is that? Oh, is that? I love those songs. All right. Well, thank you very much,
guys. I like
the
idea. I think You're it's welcome. A good idea for a podcast to come up with.
Yeah. And like if I had Maron, he had interviews when I was going to first do it. Mm-hmm. But like that would be a completely different idea of relationships and love than what you guys would bring.
Yeah.
It would just help sort of an understanding of the idea.
It might be nice to have
I'll revisit topics. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, very nice. Thanks, guys. Thanks, I appreciate guys. It.
And you can get what's your guys' Twitters and stuff. You gotta go through all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about Steve Ranazzisi is STEVE. And then here's the hard part RANNAZZISI. There's double consonants except for the S. That's what I remember. Are you on Twitter, Tracy?
No, but I am at thecomedianswife.blogspot.com.
She is writing a script and eventually a book, or hopefully
well,
it all
have,
comes out, about what is to live with a comedian.
Right.
Which I really am interested in reading. I want to see that at some point. And Brian Redban is Redban, Red, B-A-N, at Twitter, or Twitter at Redban. If you're on Twitter, just fucking find
and
that.
And Ari Shaffir is at A-R-I-S-H-A-F-F-I-R, or arishaffir.com.
Ari Shaffir or Ari the Great.
Ari the Great.
It's easier.
Yeah, and all these podcasts will be found on DeathSquad.tv or on iTunes. Just search for whatever you're going to name it, Ari Shaffir Podcast.
There's a Skeptic Tank. What do you think? There's a SkepticTank.org, but it's them talking about like alien.
Fuck orgs.
Alien, like, I can still use it, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So I think maybe that's what we'll go with, unless I can think of a better
name. And I'm going to do the Naughty Podcast with you, Brian.
Oh, yeah?
In like 2 weeks, I think. Yeah.
2 weeks?
Okay, something awesome. Like that.
All right, cool. Yeah, we have if you're listening, we have Nikki Ben's Penthouse Pet of 2011 tonight at 7 o'clock here. And
that's a new style of Playmate of the Year, not that old style.
Not that old 2010
version.
That
I have two specific videos of Nikki Benz that are really good.
Really?
Yeah, one she gets picked up by as a hitchhiker.
I love amazing. Those things that make it seem like it's real. Like, nice. Yeah, oh make it God. Seem like something's
totally
happening.
Real.
And if a girl can really go, oh my God, it's so big, and and I can see the real in it. Congratulations. You've won.
You've won my load. Madam, well played.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. You'll probably do another one of my podcasts at some point. My storyteller shows at some point.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Oh, if anyone, I'm in Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah. Do you have shows to promote?
Grand Rapids this weekend at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then the Pittsburgh Improv the last weekend in March.
Oh, and Austin, Cap City Comedy Club, by the way, just so you know, that is a place that does recording. So that's a thought that I might come with you for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're set up to record there.
That's June. I'm doing that in June.
That's June?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm doing that in June, so.
Maybe I'll try to promote the fuck out of it or something.
Good, Brian. We'll All right, cool. So that's it. And
Okay, thanks.
Cool. All right, guys. DeathSquad.tv, and thanks for all the donations, guys.
Yay. You get donations?
Yeah.
You're like a porn star now.
Yeah. Donate.
Somebody said he hooked me up with a box of gummy worms. I'm like, fuck yeah.
All right.
Don't forget to go to DeathSquad.tv and please subscribe to us on iTunes, Death Squad.